So to say to speak in Spanish, to speak is just hablar, hablar. If you want to say spoken, spoken, it's hablado, hablado, spoken, hablado. So we could have something something spoken Spanish, something something hablado español. So hablado is spoken. If you want to say, I would have, it's one word. I would have, I would have. It comes from the verb haber. Haber is to have. I would have is habría. Habría, I would have, habría. How would you say I would have spoken? What would that be? Habría hablado. Habría hablado. I would have spoken. How would you say I would have spoken Spanish? Like if I'd have lived in Spain, I would have spoken Spanish. What would that be? Habría hablado español. Habría hablado español. You probably know this, but in case you don't, to say I didn't do something, I wouldn't do something, I wouldn't have done something, I won't do something, any negative, we just start with a no, N-O, no. How would you say, I wouldn't have spoken Spanish? What would that be? I wouldn't have spoken Spanish. No habría hablado español. No habría hablado español. So you could say, in that situation, en esa situación, no habría hablado español. In that situation, I wouldn't have spoken Spanish. So let's just add a few more words like spoken, because we're going to develop this. So let's have more ones that end in ado, like hablado. Okay, so let's have some easy to remember ones. Pagado, paid. Pagado, paid from pagar. Esperado, esperado. Esperar is to wait. So esperado, waited. Usado, usado, used. Usado is used. Usar is to use. And estudiado, estudiado, studied. Okay, so can we remember what we said before? How did we say, I would have spoken? I would have spoken. We might have forgotten it after going through these verbs. I would have spoken, we said, was habría, habría hablado. Habría hablado. I would have spoken. How would you say, I wouldn't have paid? I wouldn't have paid. What would that be? I wouldn't have paid. No habría pagado. So maybe it's too expensive. No habría pagado. I wouldn't have paid. And let's just add in a very useful little word to say so much or that much. So it was so much or I wouldn't have done that much. And that word is tanto, tanto, T-A-N-T-O, tanto. So much or that much. So how would we say, I wouldn't have paid that much. I wouldn't have paid that much. What would it be? No habría pagado tanto. No habría pagado tanto. How about I would have studied Spanish? I would have studied Spanish. What would that be? Habría estudiado español. Habría estudiado español. How about I wouldn't have waited that much? I wouldn't have waited that much. What would that be? No habría esperado tanto. no habría esperado tanto. Okay, so habría, I would have. Habría, I would have. And we've got to have things like spoken, hablado, paid, pagado, etc. And all of those, hablado, pagado, esperado, usado, estudiado, they all come from AR verbs. And so they've got ado. And we're just going to go have a few now which are not AR. That means they're ER or IR. And so they end in ido instead of ado. So let's start with elegido. Comes from elegir, to choose. Elegido, chosen. Elegido, chosen. Comido, eaten. From comer. Comer is to eat. Comido, eaten. And conducir is to drive. So conducido is driven. Driven. So elegido, chosen. Comido, eaten. Conducido, driven. How would you say, I wouldn't have chosen that? I wouldn't have chosen that. What would that be? No habría elegido eso. No habría elegido eso. How about, I wouldn't have driven. I wouldn't have driven. So maybe it's either a long distance somewhere or maybe too much to drink. I wouldn't have driven. So what would that be? No habría conducido. No habría conducido. Let's just add in like this, like that, because it's a very useful word. You might have seen it in previous lessons. Like this, like that is así. Así. It means like this or like that. Así. How would you say, I wouldn't have driven like that? I wouldn't have driven like that. What would that be? No habría conducido así. No habría conducido así. How would you say, I wouldn't have eaten so much? I wouldn't have eaten so much. What would that be? No habría comido tanto. No habría comido tanto. And we'll just take a brief pause while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course available for download at prospanish.co.uk. This takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in nice, easy steps. Okay, so back to the lesson. Okay, so habría, I would have. No habría, I wouldn't have. Now, habría is also he, she would have. So depending on the context, habría elegido eso. Not only does it mean I would have chosen that, it can also mean he would have chosen that or she would have chosen that. So we know by context or because we have a name attached. María habría elegido eso. Maria would have chosen that. How would we say Maria wouldn't have paid? Maria wouldn't have paid. What would that be? María no habría pagado. María no habría pagado. How about Pablo? Pablo wouldn't have driven like that. What would that be? Pablo wouldn't have driven like that. Pablo no habría conducido así. Pablo no habría conducido así. How about Maria wouldn't have spoken like that? Maria wouldn't have spoken like that. What would that be? María no habría hablado así. María no habría hablado así. Okay, so habría is I and it's he and it's she for would have. depending on the context. As in most, well, I think all verbs in Spanish, the you version of a verb has an S in it, and for habría, it's the same, we just add an S. So habrías is you would have, or in the question, would you have? Habrías, would you have? How would you ask the question? Would you have chosen paella? Would you have chosen paella? What would that be? ¿Habrías elegido paella? ¿Habrías elegido paella? Would you have chosen paella? How about, would you have studied Spanish? Would you have studied Spanish? What would that be? ¿Habrías estudiado español? ¿Habrías estudiado español? How about, you wouldn't have eaten that. You wouldn't have eaten that. What would that be? No habrías comido eso. No habrías comido eso. And how about, would you have driven that much? Would you have driven that much? What would that be? ¿Habrías conducido tanto? ¿Habrías conducido tanto? Okay, and let's just add in a couple of irregular ones. So we have our idos and ados. Let's add in broken or roto. So broken is roto. Not sure why, but it's easy to remember. Roto, broken, sounds broken. Visto is seen. Visto, seen. And that's where we get the word for view, vista, ending in an A, but this ends in an O. Visto is seen, visto. And hecho is done. Hecho, done. So roto, visto, hecho. Broken, seen, and done. Okay, so how would you say, I would have done that? I would have done that. I would have done that. What would that be? Habría hecho eso. Habría hecho eso. I would have done that. How about, would you have done that? Would you have done that? What would that be? Would you have done that? ¿Habrías hecho eso? ¿Habrías hecho eso? So would you have done that? ¿Habrías hecho eso? How about, Maria would have broken that. Maria would have broken that. What would that be? María habría roto eso. María habría roto eso. Okay, so we've got very useful. I would have, he or she would have, you would have, or would you have. But how about if we want to use would have in a sentence like this? I would have done it if you had done something. Or if I had known, I wouldn't have done that. For example, if I had, I wouldn't have. So basically, how can we say, if I had, if I had, if I had done this, if I had waited, if I had paid? If I had is si hubiera, si hubiera, if I had, si hubiera. How would you say, if I had waited? What would that be? If I had waited. Si hubiera esperado. Si hubiera esperado. If I had waited. Si hubiera esperado. How about, if I had studied Spanish? If I had studied Spanish. What would that be? Si hubiera estudiado español. Si hubiera estudiado español. If I had studied Spanish. How about, If I had chosen that, if I had chosen that, what would that be? Si hubiera elegido eso. Si hubiera elegido eso. I don't know. I wouldn't be hungry now. Okay, so what about if I hadn't chosen that? What do you think that would, how are we going to make it a negative? Si hubiera elegido eso, if I had chosen that. What about if I hadn't chosen that? What would that be? Si no hubiera elegido eso. Si no hubiera elegido eso. And how about if I hadn't done that? If I hadn't done that, what would that be? Si no hubiera hecho eso, si no hubiera hecho eso, so if I hadn't done that. So how can we, let's try and put this together and say, if I hadn't done that, Maria would have waited. How about that? If I hadn't done that, Maria would have waited. What would that be? Si no hubiera hecho eso, María habría esperado. Si no hubiera hecho eso, María habría esperado. How about, if I hadn't studied so much, I wouldn't have passed. If I hadn't studied so much, I wouldn't have passed. And to pass is aprobar. It's a bit like to approve something. Aprobar is to pass. So passed is obviously aprobado. So how do we make the sentence? If I hadn't studied so much or that much, I wouldn't have passed. What would that be? Si no hubiera estudiado tanto, no habría aprobado. Si no hubiera estudiado tanto, no habría aprobado. I wouldn't have passed. How about if I hadn't driven like that? If I hadn't driven like that, Pablo wouldn't have broken. Actually, let's change that. Can't think of something he would have broken in the car because of my driving. So let's say if I hadn't driven like that, Pablo wouldn't have vomited. And to vomit is vomitar. So it's easy to remember. Vomitar, to vomit. And vomited is obviously vomitado. Vomitado. So how would we say, if I hadn't driven like that, Pablo, poor Pablo, wouldn't have vomited. What would that be? Si no hubiera conducido así, Pablo no habría vomitado. Si no hubiera conducido así, Pablo no habría vomitado. He wouldn't have vomited. And we can switch this around and we could say, Pablo wouldn't have vomited if I hadn't driven like that. Pablo wouldn't have vomited if I hadn't driven like that. So what would that be? Swap it around. Pablo no habría vomitado si no hubiera conducido así. So we can just flip it around in the same way as we can in English. And as we've got the lovely vomitar verb and vomitado, how about if I hadn't eaten so much, if I hadn't eaten so much, I wouldn't have been sick, obviously vomited. So what would that be? If I hadn't eaten so much, I wouldn't have been sick. Si no hubiera comido tanto, no habría vomitado. Si no hubiera comido tanto, no habría vomitado. And on that appetizing note, we'll conclude the lesson. As mentioned before, if you're looking to become a confident and competent speaker of Spanish, head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 course.